The business world is splitting into two camps: CEOs strategically using AI and those being left behind. The gap is widening daily. We've identified 7 AI implementations that CEOs must use to create an unfair advantage their competitors can't beat.
By next quarter, implementing these will be no longer optional.
Stay till the end for the most powerful implementation. The one that's quietly revolutionizing how CEOs stay 3 steps ahead. Alrighty, so let's talk AI. This is like my favorite topic.
It's hot right now.
It's totally hot right now because literally you're going to get left behind if you aren't using it. I feel sometimes when I'm talking about AI that I'm standing on the precipice of an abyss looking down because there's no end. It is absolutely nuts. And some of our clients, are you finding them more open to AI than before or more intrigued?
Yeah, definitely. I think there was a bit more resistance in the beginning, especially when it sounded so cheesy and generic and people didn't really know how to train it properly. So that's key. I think there's definitely a way to use it. And that's important. You can't just expect to go there and say, hi, I'm Chanel. Please write all my emails and my sales copy and my social posts. It's just going to be shit. So you've got to know how to train it and how to work with it properly. And then when you do, it's mind blowing.
Totally. So maybe let's start there. Let's start with the copywriting side, because that's where we're going with training it in your brand voice. We've been using AI the longest for that. I went back and looked at like when I first started dabbling in AI copywriting, and it was in 2021. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Yeah. It's come a long way.
Definitely.
Now we like ninjas. We're total ninjas at this now.
So I actually got trained by a professional writer who does some ghostwriting for people. I got trained by him on how to use AI and train it in a brand voice. That was mind-blowing because he was even saying that this is going to put copywriters out of business. I don't necessarily think it's going to put copywriters out of business, but it's certainly going to help anyone who writes copy, whether you are a professional copywriter, whether you're a CEO of a business on a team and expected to write copy. It's just going to shorten the amount of time it takes to write reams and reams of copy for things like launches, for things inside of your courses, for coming up with ideas. It's going to expedite all of that. And the people not using it are going to be left behind, and they are the ones that will lose work because the copywriters and business owners who are using it are going to be so far ahead of them.
Yeah, totally. I don't write anything without AI assistance, like at all anymore. I was never a natural writer. And so that's something that definitely held me back, like with social posting and newsletters and all of that stuff. And now that I've trained my brand voice and I've got it to a point where I'm so happy with it now that I can literally give my AI, you know, a couple of sentences prompt and generate something that I'm almost not even tweaking anymore. It's quite phenomenal. But what's amazing to me is that over the years of sending these emails and posting these social posts and whatever, how many replies I get from people saying, oh my gosh, your emails are always so amazing. I really love your perspective. People genuinely think it's like me writing, which is exactly what you want your AI to perform like. It's almost human, right? Like I almost feel like Claude is human. Claude is like a team member to me.
It is your voice. That's the thing. So you cannot go to Claude AI or ChatGPT. I've hardly used ChatGPT, actually. I use Claude AI because that was the people that worked at ChatGPT broke away and they created Anthropic and Claude AI, but it's much more conversational. I think it's a lot nicer for copywriting that sounds very natural and storytelling. But the thing is, you can't go to it and just ask it to write something blind because then it won't sound like you. So I think what's really key is that you've trained it in your voice. You've fed it so much of your content that it knows how to emulate you. I know that you've hired a copywriter in the past to help you write your website copy, your sales page copy. It's the same kind of process. When you work with a copywriter, you don't pay the copywriter and then they go off and produce copy and it's done. You have to have a meeting with them, usually over Zoom. They're normally asking you questions. They're pulling your story out. They're finding out what your tone and your voice and everything like that. Then they write. Then they send it to you and you go back and forth and back and forth until you get the final product. And I think it's the same with AI.
Exactly. Yeah, it takes time and the right methodology to really train it well. And yeah, we've got that nailed down. That's something we're definitely going to be offering in future for sure.
We've taught team members how to use AI and how to train it on a brand voice. So when I come into a team as the COO, oftentimes I'm in charge of launches and offers and writing emails and sales pages sometimes. I know that's outside of the usual COO kind of role, but it's so important to get those things right. And then once I've done the process of training a brand voice, a company brand voice, especially when I come into a bigger team, you're not just one person's brand voice, it's a company brand voice that everybody needs to follow when they are writing social posts, emails, offers, whatever. And you've got different team members writing those things. So everyone would have their own nuance of how they would do it. That's why it's really important for a company, as you are scaling and as you are growing a team, to have that master brand voice document that you can feed into Claude every time you get it to write an email or anything. First, feed it with the brand voice doc.
That is really the game changer. So let's pivot and let's talk not so much about words, but let's talk about images, because we've been going down that road recently and that's been like mind blown as well. So I set up a Laura, which is basically what you call it when you create an AI version of yourself. And I can now just go and write a prompt and get a photo of me that is based on photos that I've trained this Laura in, which is freaking unbelievable because some of them that it generates are so on point. And we're also seeing a lot of photographers using this as like spin-off businesses. You've seen a lot of that, right?
Yeah, so one of my clients does creative direction and specializes in personal branding shoots. And some people, they spend up to $10,000 on a full-blown brand shoot with hair and makeup, with locations, all the things. And then sometimes they're not able to do another shoot on that level, but they need more photos. So then what they can do is take that past brand shoot, feed it in, and get 30 or 40 new pictures from that brand shoot and expand on what they had done already, which is really cool.
Oh, totally. At the rate that we need to be producing social posts and newsletters and emails and whatever these days, you would literally need to be having monthly shoots to keep up and to have variety and view in different settings and whatever. This is a no-brainer way to use AI and saves you a massive amount of time. You training your AI is something you do once, or you can subscribe to a service. And there's people that offer this now where they do it for you. You just send them photos and then you tell them what kind of images you want and they go and create it for you. It's unbelievable. Then you take those images that you've created with AI and you can feed them into another AI tool that turns them into video. Now suddenly for your reels or your talking head videos or whatever, you now have B-roll footage of yourself. It just blows my mind. And Canva, oh my gosh, just today I shared with you a video earlier of the latest Canva updates that have come, which I mean, it's just crazy as well. So in Canva now, you can obviously, you know how great their background remover is. So I can take a photo of me, take the background out. Now you can have it create a background for you with AI from a prompt. So you now go and say, create a background in a meadow with sunflowers or something, and it creates the background. Then it actually recolors your image over that background so that it doesn't look like you stuck on the background. It looks like you actually were in the shot. It adjusts the lighting and whatever. Just unbelievable.
I mean, I was a retoucher and, we used to spend hours and hours, like, to get somebody out of a background used to take almost sometimes a day because you'd have to deep etch them out. And then when it comes to hair, you would have to go in and create a mask. And like, I mean, I don't know what size file it can handle because obviously we were retouching for billboards and things like that. So it would be really interesting to know, to actually be able to create those layers and pull people out, what file size it can handle now. Because we spent hours and hours and hours doing that. As a retoucher, you would have to always create masks for the background, the person. Every single item of clothing had to be on its own layer in terms of color correction, because we were retouching for fashion. So you would have the actual garment that you would have to match. You'd have to print it out, put it under a light box that's a neutral light box color, and then color match it to every garment. So every single part of the image would have to be cut out. So I wonder when it will get to that point.
That's what I was about to say. So this new Canva that's launched now, you can go and select any part of the image. So let's say you select the garment and you can individually recolor and apply filters and whatever to just that garment. So you can select anything. So I can go and select the couch behind me or the greenery or whatever, and then I can adjust the lighting of that. I watched a demo this morning, which was nuts, where there was a background light in a photo shining on a wall, like an orangey colored light. And they went and selected that light and said, change it to teal. And it changed the light color and it looked perfect. It was like, I don't even know what to say. It's just crazy. It's nuts.
Mind blown.
So there's one other thing I want to talk about from Canva, and then I want you to tell me about the other one you discovered earlier this week, which is sounds amazing. I still have to try it out. Canva have also launched this thing with spreadsheets, right? You can copy and paste all your data in from whatever spreadsheet it's coming from, and it actually goes and analyzes the data and highlights things that it thinks you would be interested in. And then it can also go and automatically create graphs or charts or whatever to graphically represent the data that's in the spreadsheet in Canva.
That is so cool.
It's
Because
like,
I find some spreadsheets are like super boring and my brain just doesn't
oh,
compute. And our clients
totally.
are even more so like that. A lot of our clients are very creative, visionary. And when you send them a Google Sheets, even if I try to prettify my Google Sheets and make them have colors and like, just make it more visually appealing. But even that, there's some clients who really want to make data-driven decisions and they want to see the data. And then I send it to them and they just shut down. Like they can't
Yeah,
even
it's like
process it.
what's not compute.
So this sounds good. This sounds really good for me and for them.
Yeah, totally. So tell us about Notebook LM.
Oh my
You've
gosh.
played with
Notebook LM. I can't believe that we haven't heard about this yet. I know it's out there, but it's not common knowledge like ChatGPT. And now I'm finding more and more people are talking about Claude, where it felt like it was a bit of a hidden secret that we had still. More and more people
Yeah.
are using Claude. The other night, we're just at our friend's place, and he's got an Airbnb property, as a lot of people do locally here. We also run an Airbnb. And so they had an annual general meeting for the complex where his Airbnb property is. And then they've sent this long meetings minute.
Minutes.
And he's like, oh, I check contracts in there. You can put in your blood test results that you get from the doctor, whatever. And it turns it into a podcast. And I was like, what do you mean it turns it into a podcast? I was like, does it sound like a robot? He's like, no, it sounds like a podcast. I was like, well, you have to show me, because I'm like, what are you talking about? So we go huddle around his laptop and here's the meeting minutes and then two American voices, a guy and a girl, and then they start chatting like this. So we're going to do a deep dive today. And oh my God, the way that it does it is hilarious. I was crying with laughter, but it's so brilliant because it'll take something that could be very boring and it will interpret it for you. The other thing that I did was we had some meta ads analysis, also lots of Google Sheets, lots of tabs. It can't read a Google Sheet yet, but it can read a Google Doc, it can read a website page. You can put an audio file in, you can put a video file in, you can put a link to something. So it's not like with Claude, you have to first transcribe it and then put it in. Because this is powered by Google itself, you can actually put in a video or whatever and it transcribes it automatically inside there. And then it does this podcast episode. So I did it with some meta ads data. I exported a Google Sheet as a PDF. It pulls in all the sheets and everything. And then I turned it into a podcast and it analyzed everything, the cost per lead, the quiz funnel, the webinar funnel. It's insane. And then it's like these two people chatting away.
That is unbelievable. Does it just make it up or is it actually accurate? Because that is
It's
like,
accurate.
that's
Yeah,
a
it's
game changer.
accurate. then I've been diving into some YouTube videos on people, becoming a power user and how to use it. The big thing with it is it's not so much like Claude, which is really built for copywriting and long form content. This is powered for data analyzing, and you can put multiple sources into one of your notebook LMs. So you can create these multiple notebooks, and then you can put a video, a PDF, a multiple sources, and then it can pull it all together. It can make a podcast, but then it can make you a mind map. It can make you study notes. There's all these other things you can click, and like a click of the button, you've got a mind map on the same thing. It's just what I'm mind blown. I was like, I cannot believe this.
It's like Power BI on steroids. It's actually nuts, right?
The other interesting thing is that Google really don't care about the licensing. So I was like, what if you made a podcast out of this? What's the licensing? Because you can download the audio file. They don't care. If you put your data in and you create your podcast, download it, it's yours. People are literally making podcasts out of this.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
All you need to do is feed it your own voice, and then literally we will not have to sit here doing this anymore. But that won't be
So
any fun.
funny you should say that. I went down a bit of a rabbit hole because then I found out going down the YouTube how to become a power user of Notebook LM. People are taking the podcast of the data that they have fed it, l downloading it, and some people are uploading it to podcast platforms simply just to listen to themselves, or they just say that it's a Notebook LM podcast on the latest tech or on whatever. And so people are listening to that. So the only issue is that it's the same two
Wow.
voices every time. It's always that lady, it's always that guy. So once you start listening, you'll start to recognize them. You can't feed it
Gotcha.
with your voice yet. However, there are some other tools now where you can train it in your voice. The same way as we train Claude in our writing tone of voice, you can put your voice into these AI voice cloning tools, and you need at least 30 minutes of clean audio. Let's say, for example, the first episode that we did of this podcast, we forgot to record an intro and we didn't do a hook. We had to then afterwards go and record a hook and all that, and we did it like this, okay? What we could do in the future, if we forget or we want to add an advert or we want to add something that we forgot to put in the podcast, if we've trained it with our voice, we can just add it in to the AI and get it to say whatever we want and put some B-roll or something like that.
I mean, it could even be great. It would be interesting. I'm going to give it a try with some topics because it would be interesting to see like what script it creates, right? Because you would assume that it's using whatever is a like a good methodology for the script to keep it engaging and all the rest of it. You could then just take that and get the script and re-record it like for real using that as a script.
I took the transcript of our first ever podcast because it was our first one. We were maybe a little rambly. It went on quite a while. So I took the transcript, I put it into Notebook LM, and I got it to create a podcast like on our transcript of what we were talking about because I wanted to hear how it would make it more succinct and how they would do it without the mistakes. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
Was it? Oh my God, you got to send that to me.
You're going to have to go back because I've messaged you a few things. I was quite excited when I was like going down this
I
little rabbit hole
remember
here.
you were probably down the rabbit hole. This is what we do to each other on Telegram.
Exactly. So, one step further than that is I then found the AI voice cloning. One of them, Arianna Huffington, has used it to clone her voice. She's used it to re-record her foreword of her book. Her audiobook. She's now using it for her newsletters and blogs that she writes, which she's been doing for years. The AI version of her reads it out. So, you know, when you go to a blog and you can sometimes get like, I want to listen to the blog instead of read it. That is an AI version of Arianna Huffington.
Oh, that's
So,
unbelievable.
two tools that I've found that I still want to test. Clone our voices, so you train it. And then I also found a YouTuber who gives you, I think, 30 different lines to read out, which he got ChatGPT to give him to get it trained in the right way so that it's picking up different types of things that you would say. So you read out these 30 lines so that it's going to sound like you, depending on the different types of things you say and the way that you say it. Okay.
Unbelievable.
Brilliant. And then what I thought was putting in that. So what people are doing with one of the tools is they are taking the podcast that has now been created by Notebook LM, and then you put it into the tool that now has your voice cloned, and then you get it to do the podcast again, but based off of the Notebook LM audio file that you've put in that it's transcribed that is now in your voice.
It is nuts. So I'll tell you one of the things that blew my mind that I did a few months ago, and that's like the ideation kind of side, right?
Yeah.
So it's great. Like we can clone our voices with like written word, we can clone our voices, whatever, but we still need to come up with the ideas to put into these things to generate the content, right? That's where some people come unstuck. Even that with AI is unbelievable because what I did was I set up a bot basically. And you can set up these bots and then it will go to particular sources. So whether it be newsletters or news sites or a Reddit feed or whatever, you give it where it needs to hang out, as it were. And however often you want it to go and trawl that thing, it'll go and trawl it. And then it'll look for topics that are trending, first of all, because you don't want to be talking about stuff that nobody's interested in. So it'll look for topics that are trending that align with you or your brand values that it knows that you've given it. And then it summarizes it all and gives you like a potential topic hook, et cetera, and emails it to you. So I set up four different bots. One was on carnivore. So we live a carnivore lifestyle. We only eat meat. And so I have it trawling for carnivore information and then sends me stuff that I'd be interested in reading. And then I have an AI one, you know, that trawls about AI because that's like my sideline hobby. And then web related, funnel related stuff, and then business related, CEO related, lifestyle, life balance stuff. So you can just send it off and it curates your own personal idea bank as often as you want. You could literally have it trawling every day and sending you ideas. And then you can just take those ideas and put it into your AI to write posts about.
Oh, I like that. Can it go on a Google Doc?
I
Google
actually have
Doc.
mine going into a Google Sheet because it's creating a content bank for me. It feeds into the sheet, it goes to Claude automatically, and it drafts a post for me, like automatically. I get the email with the topic idea and the potential post. And if I like it, I can literally just copy it and post it straight away.
That is so good.
Seeing as we're on this AI topic, one of the terms we probably need to define for people is what an AI agent is, because this is a term that people, when they go down that AI rabbit hole, they're going to hear a lot about. And definitely for this year, it's all about AI agents. It's AI that can be semi-autonomous. In the past, what we've done is we've gone, and we still do, most people still use AI this way. You'll go and ask it a question, you'll get an answer, then you'll take that thing, you'll maybe go and put it into some other tool, and you'll do this, blah, blah, blah. But you are moving it along, right? It's not going from A to Z on its own. And AI agents now, that's really where we're at. So it's now getting to the point where you can go from point A to point Z without you having to actually move that information along or move it from system to system. For example, this bot can go and trawl for interesting topics or whatever. You can grab a URL. You can then take that URL and out of the other end of it, you can get a published post on your blog, for example, without you having to do anything in between. Obviously, once you've given it the correct parameters and you've tested your AI and all of that good stuff. But that's really at the level that my one that I've played with is at now. So I had it creating the posts, popping it into a Google Doc, and then emailing it to me because I was too nervous to let it actually post. But I'm almost editing none of them or tweaking anything. So I could totally just turn that into a full-on AI agent and just have it post autonomously. Control freak CEO here. So I don't know if I'll ever actually do that, but the technology is there.
I like that human step that you can still check over it and make it a little bit your own before it goes. What I'd be curious is if you do that step, can you then press play on the, like, okay, I've done my human edit. Now
Yeah,
can it carry
yeah.
on and post it?
Yeah, totally. In fact, there's a lot of them that actually do that now. So you can set the bots up and the bot goes and does its thing in the background. You can literally see it opening browser tabs, searching, blah, 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 blah. And then it comes back to you and it says, I found this. I'm going to do this. Check if you're happy. It happens with things like booking bots. People have written AI agents and booking agents that can, for example, book travel. You just tell it, I want to fly to Paris in mid-May. Go and find me the cheapest flights and accommodation, and it'll go and do all that research for you, and then come back and say, and it has in the background has all those booking sites ready for you to just say, yes, go and book.
I'm just thinking now, this could actually work for coaches and consultants, where I know there's always this back and forth with the client. When are you available? When am I available? What time zone are you in? Da, 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 da.
Hello, hey CEO Flo, does this already?
Pull us in.
And there's voice AI agents as well.
Just talk us through that again.
So for people that don't know about it already, Hey CEO Flow is one of my businesses, and it's a software as a service. It's a SaaS business, and it's using HireLevel, which is an unbelievable CRM, but it's my version built on HireLevel. And there's incredible AI stuff that's built into it already. That's, oh gosh, unbelievable. Depending on which pages, funnels, web pages, DMs, wherever that bot is functional, you can set up bots that can be functional in different places of your business. You set up what their goal is. So if it's a booking bot, for example, you say book discovery calls into this calendar with this person, and that's the goal. And then that bot actually has AI conversations with the person and asks them what it needs to ask them in order to get them booked into the calendar.
Okay, and then obviously you can feed it with your brand voice and tone and all of that.
Correct. You can feed it with your own questions and answers. It is unbelievably powerful. It's called Conversation AI, and basically, it's a bot that has a conversation with your customer, with your client, with your team member, and just gets through all these roles that you want it to achieve. So there's a lot of brick and mortar businesses using the system that are literally doing away with staff members like receptionists. Because it basically means you've got a 24/7 receptionist there taking calls and getting
Okay,
people
good.
on
I
to
have
bookings.
recently moved over to Hey CEO Flow High Level, but with Chantel's support built in and all the snapshots and templates and everything, because obviously I love the way that you design. We've worked together for 10 years. So I wouldn't go with any other high level person because I know that I'd get your support and your templates and everything like that, which just shows you that I've moved over, but I've only just scratched the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, because I was able to cancel my ActiveCampaign because the email CRM is in there. I cancelled Calendly because the booking system's in there. I have not played with the conversation AI yet, so I definitely need to do that. And then anyone who's using ManyChat and is familiar with DM chat funnels, it has exactly the same functionality. So it's all in one, which is incredible
Yeah.
with the AI built in.
I just love it. That's where I want to spend all my time online now. It's just made running my businesses so much easier as well because there's dashboards you can set up to track whatever you want. So I've got a sales tracker. I know that's something almost every client we work for often is missing that in their business. They just don't have a automatic sales tracker that's visual and easy for them to understand at any one point in time where their business is in terms of sales. And it is so easy to do. It's so amazing. I just flipping love it. But anyway, enough about Hey CEO Flow. Let's talk about
We didn't
inbox
actually, we
management.
didn't plan that. That wasn't even in our
No,
bullet points.
that wasn't scripted for sure. So one AI that I'm super excited to try out is one that we stumbled across the other day that actually connects to your inbox, like your Gmail or your Microsoft Outlook or whatever you're using. And then it creates draft replies in your voice. It learns obviously from your inbox, reads and drafts replies to your emails so that when you go into your email, you're literally just sending off those drafts if you're happy or tweaking them.
Google Workspace, I believe, has launched something a little similar to that one. So for those of us paying for that anyway, you can go in and see what apps they have. And I do believe that they have something similar now to that AI that we were looking at that organizes the inbox and drafts the replies for you.
Oh, brilliant. I've got to check those out because I have been looking after my inbox for the last, gosh, few months because the team member that used to look after my inbox left the VA company. And I was like, oh, you know what? Let me just take back my inbox. I'm not doing a hell of a lot of client facing stuff, like new client facing stuff. And most of my clients are just in Telegram. So my inbox is not quite as busy as it used to be. And I've been doing my own inbox. That is a no-brainer spend for me to get that going for sure. I've got to try that out. Okay, then the big one that we're saving to the end is setting up bots, right? Bots trained with your FAQs, your business info, whatever, that can be either a support desk that your customer-facing service agents can use to answer questions, or client-facing. So you can share ChatGPT bot with your clients that is trained in your knowledge and can actually answer them. Think about this with coaches and stuff, right? That's where we're seeing people doing some really innovative and clever things where they're taking their traditional coaching model and then training up a bot, for example, and then having that in a membership so people pay to access it and it answers in their voice with their methodology and all of their knowledge that's been trained into the bot.
Yeah,
That's
I've
pretty
actually
cool.
seen somebody recently, and I popped a message to you on Instagram. I think it was, I signed up for her secret podcast, which is also a nice way to build your list. And then she was revealing what she'd been doing. She's now hitting $500,000 a month. And what she pivoted to was when you buy her group program or her mastermind or whatever, you get the bot version of her as well. But you can only access the bot version of her if you've bought her group program or her mastermind. And then
Amazing.
you get, yeah, all her methodology. She does messaging, she helps with writing sales copy. And so you can use it and feed it. And it's as if she's helping you write your copy because she's fed it. So you've got 24/7 access to that business coach or that mentor.
Unbelievable. That is the future, I think, of coaching. All these coaches who are seeing things slow down in their business, if they seriously aren't looking at some kind of AI implementation, some kind of AI bot, they are missing a major trick. And also, just in terms of onboarding your team members, onboarding your clients, training team members, imagine taking your training repository and training that into an AI GPT of some sort that can answer questions.
That is incredible. Like, we know how
Yeah.
much
Well,
time it
hello.
takes.
I'm Google for most team members. Ask me. I'm Google. I spend half my day answering questions for other team members. I'm just going to clone myself into a GPT and send them a link.
For a fee.
For a fee. Yeah, so that is super exciting. That's just literally scratching the surface. Once you start going down the rabbit hole, it is just crazy.
And yeah, I mean, we're using it even for creating step-by-step SOPs, taking our training videos and turning that into something that's scannable that any team member can follow.
We will definitely be doing more episodes on AI. So any questions anyone has that's listening, please do message us and let us know what you'd like to know more about AI. We love this topic. This is definitely going to be one of the key things we're going to speak about a lot here on Leveraged CEO. So let us know what burning questions you have, and we'd be delighted to go down the rabbit hole on your behalf.
Yep, we could talk about it all day. The other thing that I've noticed is how it's improved in the last year is radical. Because, for example, and I think I messaged you the other day, I am going to be doing a masterclass for one of the companies that I'm a fractional COO for, like a marketing masterclass. And usually, what I'd have to do is, let's say I'm doing invite to masterclass email sequence to the email list. I would do one by one by one email and I'd go, right, let's write email one. This is what I wanted to do. Here's my brand voice. Here's the opt-in page for the masterclass. Here's the transcript of the masterclass. Here's the presentation slides. Feed it all the information and then we do one email one and we refine it. Then we do email two. Then we do email three. Now you can just, I thought, let me just test it. Obviously, I've fed it everything again and I know how to prompt it properly. That's really important. And I said, write me five invite to masterclass emails that are different with more detailed prompting than that. And it just wrote the five. And I was like, whoa, hold on. It's writing five different emails. Whereas before, I would find that if you try to get it to write more than one at a time, it's very repetitive. It just all starts sounding the same, which is why I used to do it section by section, even a sales page, section by section by section. But now it seems to produce the five emails in one go, and they're really good.
Yeah, I'm finding exactly the same thing. So I'm doing similar stuff where I'm creating website content, so 4 pages. And exactly that, in the past, I used to have to prompt section by section on a page. So like, we're doing the homepage about section, we're doing this features, we're doing whatever we do. Now I literally go, please create the website content. I want a homepage, about page, 3 service pages, a blog and contact page. And literally a minute later, with SEO descriptions and titles and recommendations, and it just spits the whole big shoot out with headings, what's supposed to be H1s, what's supposed to be H2. Oh my gosh, are you actually serious? I could not do a better job if I sat there myself and did it.
And the thing is, a lot of our clients, they're not copywriters either. Like, we are more, experienced copywriters than they are, obviously. So we would be able to help them. We've done things in the past where we've created templates for them that match the sales page. But even that, they struggle to understand that the copywriting template has paragraphs that are this long, and then they give us paragraphs this long, and then you can't fit that in the template. If you don't have that understanding of how the content affects a template design, and that if you put this much copy, the whole design is going to change. We've had that a lot. Even with all those templates and prompts and Google Doc templates, they still didn't quite get it right. And now Chantel's able to offer a copywriting service, which is something, imagine 2 years ago or 3 years ago, me saying you were going to offer copywriting with your website service.
Never. Never. I hate copy. I hate it.
But now,
No, crazy. Absolutely crazy. But again, like you've said a few times, it comes down to knowing how to prompt and also knowing whether to push back. Without our experience, you might get a draft one of something and use it. Where just last week I did copy for a particular website I was doing for a client, and it pr did produce, it was a bit generic and a bit lackluster. And I then had to go to that copy, I'd fed it, and I cast my human eye over it. And then I said, look, this person is focused on high end, has an affinity for the outdoors, blah, 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 loves horses and dogs, blah, blah, blah. We need to make this more personal. And then round two was spot on. But you still do need that knowledge, right? To know when you get the response, is it good or is it lackluster? And to know when to push back and how to prompt back to get a better response. So it's definitely not like you can go off to ChatGPT, put in a 2-line prompt and get gold. Like you actually need to know what you're doing.
something to be aware of when it comes to AI is that sometimes it makes things up. So they call it hallucinating. So be very careful with it. Something that's happened to me before is I was writing email sales copy, and I was writing some sales page copy for a client, and I fed it a whole lot of client testimonials, and I asked it to incorporate the client testimonials, and it did so, and it sounded wonderful. And then when we double checked it, because you do need to double check, it was like, hold on, it literally made up a testimonial. It made up a person with a result. So you actually have to tell AI, do not make anything up. Only use what is in the transcript. Use the exact words, but summarize it. Do not make anything up, because it will add these beautiful testimonials that are not true. So be very careful about that.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. That's key. Like, again, you need to know how to prompt. That's really the key.
One last thing that I went down a bit of a rabbit hole this last week was around blogging and AI related blogging, because I wanted to find out that. Is it okay to use AI? Are you going to get penalized by Google, or can we use AI to produce blogs? And what I found out is that it actually doesn't penalize you as long as it's still unique content. So you can use AI to come up with the ideas, help you draft the blog, but just make sure that you put your human touch on it, make sure it doesn't sound generic and the same as anything else, and go add your personal touch or your personal story to it. And then it's perfectly fine to use AI for blogging, and then you can blog more often, come up in the SEO searches, because what we're finding is, particularly with one of our clients, SEO is still super important because people are searching for what their courses are about, and that is a key part of their business, is coming up in the Google searches. So don't be afraid of using AI for blogging. However, caveat, you need to make sure it doesn't sound generic. You need to add your personal touch to it and make sure that you've trained it properly in your voice and your opinion and all of that type of thing before you just go and copy and paste it into your blog.
In fact, that's pretty much how I use AI for my social posting side. So I'll have a personal something happen or whatever, and I actually voice note my AI and I say, blah, 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 blah. This is the story, and it's made me think about how this and this in business, blah, blah, blah. Please write a post. And then that personal experience will be turned into a post. So it's still very personal and it's got that human element because it's a real story, but it's written by your AI.
I really, really like that. So if you have a video or a transcript of an interview or a podcast like this, I actually said to one of our mutual friend, and she works on teams with us as well, Tracy, she does amazing graphic design. And I said to her, one of the main reasons we want to do a podcast is so we can feed the transcripts into Claude AI so that it can learn our voice and create content, because I find it easier to talk things out than to write things out. So if we feed this into Claude AI and we say, use our exact words and turn this into a blog post about, the top AI implementation tools and how to use it, it will create an incredible blog post for us based on exactly what we were saying. So it's not like we're just going to AI and go, write me a blog post about this top, seven AI apps. No, it's our opinion as well. It's actually our words. And I'd say to it, use our exact words and write this for us. Instead of us now having to go and look at a transcript and then rewrite it as a blog post, we can use the podcast as pillar content, but use the AI to help us transcribe it. We use something like Descript to edit and make short clips out of this. And that's also an AI editing tool. Take the transcript, put the transcript into Claude, turn it into a blog post, turn it into social posts, turn it into an email, and make multiple pieces of content out of one pillar content using AI.
I have fully embraced AI, and I'm sure I will for many years to come. And for me, it's just making business even more fun because so much of the schlep work is taken away, and we really get to play. It's like play now. It's really incredible.
And let us know what you want to learn. I've done a couple of little posts on Facebook, and I've had such a good response. And they're like, but I want to learn more from you. But let us know exactly what you want to learn about AI, how we're implementing it into business for, even for operations, for creating SOPs, for creating content, for brainstorming. And I'll let you in on a little secret. I've even created almost like an AI coach or a AI counselor to help me deal with some, difficult, tricky situations sometimes. And then I will feed it with the situation. And I might be in a state of where the way that I would respond, it's not the right way to respond to a situation. And so it will analyze what's going on and help me craft a better response so that I'm not escalating a situation, that it's rather neutralizing a situation and it's solution based. That's been pretty cool.
Amazing, amazing. So next time you've got that difficult service provider or a difficult client that you're dealing with or whatever, yeah, AI can help with that.
Even just something on team where maybe you have a personality clash or you're rubbing each other the wrong way and you're not even sure why are you triggering each other. We're just trying to get something done here, but there might be a team member that you are triggering or they're triggering you. It can go both ways. And instead of replying with that sort of emotional kind of reply or over explaining yourself and that type of thing, you can put your reply in and then get it to rewrite it so that the situation doesn't escalate and it's just written in a better way. It's, yeah.
That is an absolute no-brainer.
For your kids as well. Oh my God, there's so many use cases. Like, we
Oh,
could go on it.
yeah. We could literally go on for hours, but I think we've said enough. We've whet your appetites enough, and let's call it.
Yeah.